All right, we always appreciate having Nikki Javala join the program while she gets her own song. But especially on cut day when I know she's grinding and texting a million agents across the country. Hello, Nikki. How do you do?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are good. The last waiver that we've heard about releasing KJ Henry, D-end draft pick just last year, looked pretty good the other night in the preseason finale, had that big sack on Jacoby Brissett. I'm guessing you have this one. If you haven't, forgive me. But obviously we're seeing a whole lot of removal of players that have been here. What do you make of cut day so far?
Yeah, so I haven't confirmed KJ Henry yet. I did see that one. It is that one's a bit of a surprise to me.
Agreed.
Yeah.
He's been their first defensive end out there behind Cleveland Farrell and Dorrance Armstrong. So that one's a little bit of a surprise. But yes, so far outside of, you know, the earlier Jahan Dotson trade, there haven't been too many surprises really. And I don't expect the movement to change at 4 p.m. today. That's the deadline for the initial 53 to be done. I would expect there to be quite a bit of movement thereafter, maybe up until the opener even.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, what I've been saying all along is whoever makes today's initial 53, it's going to be dramatically different than what that roster looks like Friday morning, and then even by week one of next week. Like, by Wednesday of next week, when they really truly begin getting ready for Tampa, I think, Nikki, you could see as many as 6, 7, 8 different players than making this initial 53.
That'd be back from agree. Other teams, you're saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the beauty of having the number two spot in that claiming order. I think if they didn't have that, there probably wouldn't be as much movement. But now they have really good odds on trying to get the guys they want in the pool of guys that have been waived. So, yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate they're in that spot because of how they got there, because it's a, you know, it's the same order, the reverse order of how they finished last season. But
yeah,
it's super beneficial when you're trying to rebuild.
I think I think when we look at some of these players that have been released, we start liking people. I think the people that are putting this team together, they look at the record last year.
Yeah.
And when you look at that, you go, okay, then we got to change a lot of stuff. And you just have to respect that.
No, totally. And I think anytime a new regime comes in, they're going to want to get their guys.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that they're, you know, against the other guys, but they're going to get ones that they feel good about, that they can handpick, that they know will kind of fit what they envision. So, you know, this isn't the first place this has happened. It won't be the last in NFL, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I also think KJ Henry being gone is really good news for Jamin Davis and perhaps even Javonte Jean-Baptiste, the draft pick out of Notre Dame, previously of Ohio State. I think we got our healthiest dose of this with the Jahan Dotson trade, but I feel like organizationally they are continue to send these signs like, yo, we're building long haul here. This is year one of a multi-year thing. Whereas fans have gotten really jazzed up about Jaden Daniels and are like, all right, how are we going to win the division?
Yeah,
that's it.
And I think there's competing wavelengths.
Right. But I think that's always the case, too. You know, I think the fans will always, and not to say that ownership and the coaching staff don't have urgency. It's more, I guess I would say calculated, because they have a better understanding of how long it may take with the personnel they have. And then they know what the bigger vision is down the road, and fans obviously aren't always privy to the details. I like that the expectation is to always, you know, we should win it all now. I think that's, you know, if the expectation is, you know, if we can just, you know, finish 500, then we'll all be satisfied. I think something's drastically wrong with your fan base.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my personal opinion. So I think it's kind of healthy for the fans to have lofty expectations for this group. But realistically, yeah, it's going to take some time. I mean, the way that they built this team is so it will take a little bit of time because the framework is built by these veterans on 1-2 year deal.
Totally.
Well, they're going to be gone in a year, right. 2 years. So, you know, they're trying to build it up.
I think the whole time, every move they made has been calculated, and they basically came in saying what they were going to do. And that's how football goes. You get some veterans on 1-2 year deals, and then those guys you draft that year are ready to go. And then when they start leaving, then you got some more guys. And then you just keep it going. All of a sudden, you can be good for a long period of time instead of just being good 1 year and searching the next two or three.
Right. No, I agree with you totally. Because I don't think any team wants just the flash, you know. If you have a team that's built to win and you go all out like the Rams did to win the Super Bowl and you do it, awesome. But, I mean, there are ways from that. They might have a really good quarterback, but there's still a number of holes on this roster that they got to fill.
Talking with Nikki Jhabvala from the Washington Post. Give her a follow at Nikki, N-I-C-K-I, Jhabvala, J-H-A-B-V-A-L-A. And if you'd like to see pictures of the new boss of the Jhabvala household, follow her on Instagram as well.
really all I post.
It used to be an occasional picture of an eagle, and now it's just all Julian content.
I used to like post my dogs more. I totally neglected them. I'm awful.
I hope I didn't tell you this, but when the babies show up, the dog just falls in the pecking order, and it's a tough fact of life. We still love the doggos, but I experienced it, and you're going to be all right. I promise.
I know. I know.
Looking around the league, as we see these releases, the couple things I've been paying a lot of attention to, a pair of defensive players that got released by Dallas last night, and one of them, frankly, with the release of KJ Henry, makes me pay a little more attention to it, and some of the Tarik Castro Fields. Like, there's a corner and a DN from Dallas that I know sources have told me Dan Quinn really liked, and now they're available. And then Noah Brown getting cut in Houston being available, I find pretty interesting. Any other names, or what do those names mean for you? Any guys you think they're watching?
Yeah, I mean, anybody that has direct connections to Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, or Cliff Kingsbury, I think are all fair game. Any of the guys that they got an up-close look at from the Jets, the Dolphins, the Patriots, I mean, there's some recency bias, I think, in a lot of NFL signings, so I would keep a close eye on the guys that get waived there. One name that did say that, I don't know that he's been waived yet. It was, you know, reported that they're trying to move him, and if not, they'll waive him. But Tim Patrick, he's with Denver now, a bigger receiver. He's dealt with a number of some serious injuries, but when healthy, he's very good. And this team could use not only receiving help, but a bigger body over there. So he's one that I'm kind of looking at. I think Adam Peters claimed him off waivers in San Fran at 17, too. He didn't last long, but he did claim he liked him initially. So we'll see what they think there.
Are you surprised at all? You've reported it, so I'll let you tell us what you know. But the attempt to maybe trade Stromberg, Turner, and John Ridgeway. Level of surprise with those three? And what, if any, market is there?
Yeah, so I reported Ridgeway and Turner. I don't know about Schomburg just yet.
Okay.
But I mean, not surprising, no. I mean, I think that these are guys that were on the bubble. They're young guys. Maybe other teams view them as, you know, having you know, you look at their size, too. Like, I think that's intriguing. I think Ridgeway's a good player, and in the right system, he could be good. Turner's a little bit more raw, but he's a bigger guy. That could be appealing to a team. So, yeah, I'm not surprised by them trying to make these types of deals, or at least attempting to, and then moving on. I think it's smart. Try to get some value for them. Just kind of see what the market, you know, brings back. But, you know, we'll see if they actually get anything for those guys.
I won't be surprised if they don't, honestly.
Yeah, me neither.